Hey, 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 everybody. It's Frequency 500, and I'm Lynn Schuster Williams.
And I'm Brooke Haynes.
And we are here to talk about how we reach for the frequency of love or above in our everyday lives through creativity today. Ooh, it's juicy, Brooke.
Yes.
So we've been talking about this, and you know, I doubt I've ever said it here, Brooke, but I love hand stitching. I love all kinds of embroidery. I'm a little bit of a I love it. I can read about it, but I love doing it. And I also love, I'm no artist at all. Like, I've never thought I was an artist in any way. But I also love other creative activities too. And I've recently become aware that I can be in a bad mood, or something can happen that makes me sad. And if I just engage in a creative activity, I'm at a new level. I'm at a new place. And so Brooke and I have been talking about that, you know, and how creativity as an activity can help us raise our vibration. But Brooke, you have another side of that too, you were just saying to me.
Yeah. Before I go there, I'm with you, Lynn. Like, if I can allow myself to just say, you know what, you know, screw it, I'm going to go color.
Yeah.
That's the area that I like to cut. Then often for me, it's hard to cut off to go color if I'm not feeling very high in life. But as soon as I do, I'm so glad I did it. It takes my mind off of it. I got, you know how, you know, if you're an Abe follower, you might hear him say, come off of it, you know, and I think it takes your mind off of it and allows your mind to go explore something you just love. And when you love it, like you're crocheting, you love it and you love it and you're love and you're just really getting that love and creativity where it just continues to boost your frequency and where you are. And what I have found too, is that, when you are creative, when you are in your creative juices, it helps you be more creative.
Yeah.
And so when I have been creative, then the creativity flows in all the other areas as well. And right. So when you're not feeling good, yes, it can, creativity can make you feel good. Also, when you feel good, you get real creative.
Yes, it's like a two sides of the same coin or a full circle cycle, right? It can pick you up when you're down, but then when you're up and you do a creative activity, it can make you more creative. Like your creative juices flow more easily because you're up, right? And so I love that. So Brooke, you mentioned coloring, and I've been with you before when you're coloring. And I've seen that work for you, and I've seen you love doing it and all of that. How'd you get into it? How'd you start coloring? How was that something for you?
I don't remember, but it was back when it was before Jagger was born. So that was 8 years. He was 8 years old. And I just remember finding an adult coloring book when they weren't so popular at either Hobby Lobby or what's the one that starts with an M?
Michaels.
I think it was one of those places. And then I found the perfect markers, and they were limited in color, but I liked that they were limited in color because and what I did when I colored for the first time, at first I was like, oh, that needs to be yellow and this needs to be this and this needs to be over here. But then I thought, I loved it to a whole new level when I allowed myself to pick a marker and just find on the paper where it was going to go. I let the marker and the paper guide what's happening next. It didn't have to make sense. The grass could be yellow. The sky could be red, whatever. And then it really started flowing. And the more I allow, and I've noticed the lower vibration I am when I start, the harder it is to allow that to happen. But the more I get into it, that I rise up.
That's so interesting. You know, one of my favorite things to do in the visual art realm is called neurographic art. And it's this, you can YouTube it, just look it up on YouTube. There's 1,000 how-tos on neurographic art. And And it's a little bit like that, like what you're talking about, just kind of allow it to be and see what it, where it goes, and put the let the colors guide themselves into the shapes and things like that. And, you know, I love my fabric arts so much, but up until now, they have not been that way for me. They have been things where there's a pattern and you follow, you know, you're going to stitch. Like I do this technique called black work, and I made a black work framed piece for Brooke even. And it's very intricate, and you have to do the stitches right where the stitches go and all this stuff, right? But recently, I have been following some people on social media who do all kinds of textile art that is way more free-flowing, that is way more what you're talking about pick up the fabric and pick up the thread and see what stitches come out, right? And it's this more mindful technique and group of techniques. Like there are several different ones that I love looking at, and I haven't tried them yet. Because I don't honestly have a lot of time that I dedicate to that sort of thing. And learning a new thing takes more time. So I keep going back to what I know because I can get further with it. But I'm really playing around with this idea of the creativity activities that are more free flowing, because I feel like I'm going to get something out of that experience that takes me to a level that I just haven't been at yet. You know, I enjoy the stitching I do, but it's not, it's pretty technical, I guess is what I'm saying. And it doesn't have that flow of creativity. I'm good at it and I like it, but it's not quite the same as like the neurographic art that has this utter flow and you have no idea what it's going to look like when you're done, and it just is, and then you see it and you're like, wow. Yeah,
that sounds fun. I'm gonna Google that myself. Yeah. I remember an artist, I was like, I can't paint, an artist saying, just pick a corner and start and go all the way up and see what happens. Mm-hmm. I've never done it. I never took his advice, but it always is often in my head. And there are a lot of different ways to be creative that I never thought of. I remember, you know, if you're into astrology, I'm a Pisces. And whenever you read about Pisces, it says creative, creative, creative. And I'm like, I am not creative. Like, I'm not creative at titles or thinking of things. I'm not creative at this or that. I'm not the person. I have a product line that ships all over the world. And I'm like, the last thing I'll do is make a pretty package because I don't know how to make it pretty, you know? And so I just wrap it and send it, you know? And I'm like, the experience could be better if it was prettier, but maybe not. But anyway, and then someone said, you're creative with the way you work with people. Like the way you communicate, you're creative in the visions that you see and how things can work that most people will tell you that will never work. And I thought, oh, well, there's my creativity. Yes. That person said, you bring people together that never thought they could ever be together. And I was like, okay. My aunt told me once, I've always admired my aunt's house. Like she has animals and it's always spectacular. Like it's, how do you have these big hairy dogs and cats all over the place? And I feel like I can eat off your floor. I'll never know. And it's a big house. They're nice big house. You know, it's lots of spacious room. So it's not like in 20 minutes she can clean it.
Right.
Well, she does this thing with her husband, that, they get to take turns on when they make the bed every morning, who does the pillows. So they put the pillows in different ways every morning. And I thought, how fun is that? And it came out of him going, no, that's not how it goes. And her going, no, that's not how it goes. And now they just have a game out of it. And every morning they take turns doing, like one morning she does it, the next morning he does it. It free flows. And they decided to make pillows artwork. And they just changed the pillows around. How cool is that?
I love that. That's a great story. Oh my gosh. And, yeah. And you know, something that could have been a fight that went on for years in a marriage, right, for somebody else turned into a fun, creative game for them. Like, that's a great example of, you know, living from love or above instead of choosing, you know, just to be right or something, right?
I have another friend. Sorry, I'm going to have my stop. This is starting to open up all my thoughts. You know, I have another friend.
I love these stories.
I do. Who, the lady who came and cleaned her house every week or every other week or whatever, would always change things around, like a picture. And she'd put it somewhere different or something, book. And then the goal was for my friend to figure out what she did. But it wasn't like a game that was talked about.
Right.
It was a game that went on for years that no one spoke of. But yes. I knew about it. She's like, there she goes again. There's what she did this time. And, you know, and that's creative and that's fun.
Yeah. If you allow it to be, right?
If you allow it to be. That's right.
If you allow it to be, that's creative and fun. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Oh, my gosh. Yes. So many good things that we can do to raise our frequency when it comes to engaging in creativity. So, you know, we started by talking about stitching and coloring and neurographic art, which is kind of drawing and painting and, you know, all those kinds of things that we think of. And you know, maybe our listeners have something that they used to do, right? Maybe, you know, they learned to sew or knit or draw or paint or something when they were young and they haven't done it in a long time. Or maybe it's more like what you were saying, like be creative in how you communicate or what you're doing in life, you know. But what are we would, you know, we keep saying on this podcast, Brooke, that we want to hear your stories of how you engage in living from love or above. And so this is a great one. Like, do you have stories about how you've engaged in your creativity? You know, go to frequency500.com, click on the submit a story button and share it with us and let us know whether you're wanting us to share it, tell your story, or you want to come on with us and tell your story and we'll be in touch because these could be some great stories that we can't even think of.
Yes, absolutely. And think of when you are already high, vibrating high. I call it high in life. You know, it's always what I start to say. It's when when you're there, how many problems get solved because you're just in that vibration.
Yeah.
And the creativity starts flowing. Things that you never saw an answer to and were just stuck on. But when you use the things we were talking about today to get that creativity flowing, then when you're in that state of creativity and you've raised your vibration, how other problems start to unfold. So we want to hear about those stories too. Like we want to hear.
So I got a story you just made me think of. Okay. And this is another aspect to this too. So I want to give a big shout out to my friend Sally, who's been a regular listener of Frequency 500. Hi, Sally. And Sally does an art and craft called felting. It's needle felting. And I thought it was really cool. And Sally said, you know, I've been wanting to try this wet felting. And I said, ooh, I want to try that with you. So we scheduled a day. It was in the summer because we knew we'd get wet. And I went over to her house and we created these pieces of felt that were wet felting. And my total intention at the beginning of this was to create this piece of felt that was kind of like a rectangle and flat that I could then stitch on. And what happened was, I loved doing the process with my friend, first of all. So part of this story is you don't just have to be creative by yourself, like find people to do it with and share that fun and share that experience with somebody else. But then when it was done, it's actually sitting right behind me back there on my bookshelf. When it was done, I loved it so much I couldn't stitch on it. Like I was afraid I'd ruin it or something, you know, or I just loved it just the way it was. It was just like, I wasn't afraid of it. I was just like, oh, I don't think this needs another thing. I just love it to look at it just like this. Well, this past weekend, I saw someone stitching on a piece of wet felt and I was like, oh, maybe I do want to stitch on that. So you just never know, like be open but the real point of that story was find somebody else to be creative with you. you know?
Yes.
There's also where we live, there's groups of women who get together and have creativity, you know, just like, you know, 150 years ago, women got together and quilted or tanned leather or did whatever they needed to do in their communities creatively together. But today, I mean, this group that I've gone to a few times, they're all doing all kinds of different things, right? But in community and together really makes it fun.
And you were doing a community creativity circle.
Yeah.
You know, for a while. So maybe one of our listeners will be inspired by that and get us going again, and we can just join them.
I love it. Yes, definitely. And my friend Sally used to come to that. We had a little circle called Creativity and Conversation. And we always said, whatever you're working on, bring it. It's not just, you know, for one particular type of craft. And if you're not working on anything, but you just want to come for conversation, do that too. Like, it was truly creativity and conversation. So if listeners want to get inspired by do that, create your own creativity and conversation group. And it can be one other person to start with, right?
Right.
And even if you don't have that one other person, go to a coffee shop and sit there and do your thing. And somebody will come up and go, wow, that's cool. What
that
about
used to
that?
Happen to you all the time.
It used to happen to me all the time.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's how we would invite new people to the circle. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, yeah. This has been fun, Lynn.
Yeah, I love this topic, and I can't wait to hear the stories that we collect about everybody's creative love or above juices flowing. So frequency500.com, yes. Y'all go submit a story. We're glad you were with us today.
Oh, all right. May your creative juices flow.
Absolutely. Bye, everybody.
Bye.